It's time for real talk, real thoughts, from a real woman. And that red hot woman is Cinnamon. Let's get real. Sit back, relax. It's time for your little dose of Cinnamon now.
Hello, everyone, and thank you once again for joining me for another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I hope you've had a fabulous week, and I hope your holiday was wonderful. Speaking of the holiday, this episode kind of reminds me a little bit of something my family and I used to do when we were younger during the Memorial Day weekend. It was always the best time for us to go camping. So without further ado, here's my next episode, Camping with the Fam. Camping is a fun thing to do when you're a kid. Face it. Come on, you've got all these things. You can ride your bike. You can go visit campsites. You can explore trails. You can go swimming. All that kind of stuff. And it's kind of like you can do it, you know, unsupervised, kind of, sorta. But, you know, the camping community is a totally different community. Everybody takes care of everybody. And there's just a sense of peace and well-being and love and just, you know, everybody just being friendly. And there's just, it's intoxicating. I mean, I think the smell of a campfire as you're rolling down into a campsite is just, I mean, it's just a little slice of heaven to me. And usually when we were vacationing when I was younger, we were camping. Some of the earliest memories I have of camping, I'm not really sure when we started. I do know that there was one time we camped on the beach. My grandparents, my mom's parents, actually had a home in Deerfield Beach. And we came down to spend some time with them. And it was really cool when we were kids, spending time down here. My grandfather took us to a Navy base, and we went to SeaWorld. He took us to Key Biscayne. I mean, we just had all kinds of fun. But anyway, on the way back, we camped on the beach, and it was so funny because we had a camper shell on the back of my dad's Chevy truck. And inside the camper shell, it was finished. He had two beds to sleep on. And then, of course, him and mom slept on those beds. And then my younger sister and I, because we were the smallest, we slept in the center part. And then my older sister, she slept across by the door. But we remember that as being such a good time. But that was kind of like the start of what we remember as camping. And usually we camped local, because, you know, we were like within a half an hour of a state park, and it was really cool up there. There was a nice lake. You could swim. I mean, we could go up there and just spend a week and just have the best time ever. We were kind of simple kids to entertain. But we loved Lincoln, but there were some times we actually spent with other people when we would camp. There was a time when my dad rented a camper, and my aunt, his sister wanted, and her son, my cousin wanted to go with us to Smoky Mountains, and we were camping. It was kind of a treacherous time anyway, because I remember my dad and my aunt arguing quite a bit. And then it was a fiasco getting the camper set up because the fucking camper broke on us. And that kind of made it an interesting trip as well. But one of the most memorable trips as a child I remember when we went camping is we were with a group of people, and we used to go to this place, or we went to this place called Beach Bend Park, and it's in Kentucky, and it's well known for their motorcycle races, and it's kind of like a little amusement park, kind of like the sort of the beginning of amusement parks. And the weekend we happened to go was a weekend that they were having motorcycle races, and there were all kind of bikers and stuff there. And I mean, bikers were everywhere. Wherever you settle down, they were everywhere. And we got there and set up, and it was kind of shaky. You know, us kids went about and did our thing, and the parents kind of all stayed at the campsite. And the afternoon started progressing. As the afternoon progresses, you could tell that the bikers and their group were starting to drink more. So they started singing, and about the time somebody broke out in, "Shall we gather at the river?" all the men in the campsite kind of looked at each other. And the next thing you know, they had decided that it's time for us to get the fuck out of there. And usually when you're setting up a campsite, it can take you anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour to get your campsite set up exactly the way you want it. But no, not this time. We had that fucking campsite tore down in like 30 minutes and we were rolling out. It was the most hilarious thing ever. That they wanted to get the hell out of there because they had no idea it was going to be wandering into our campsite. The more camping we did, the more our equipment kind of progressed. We always were packers anyway, but our camping equipment actually changed. We actually moved from a camper shell to an overhead camper. You know, the ones that actually fit onto the truck, but it goes over the cab of the truck. So we eventually progressed to that, getting rid of course, but before that we had actually added a Cox camper, which was what us girls actually slept in order to give us more room. We thought we were princesses in that damn little thing. It was the best little camper ever. Just a little bitty fold-out Cox camper. It was so fucking adorable. But when we got our Cox camper, one of the most memorable times we spent camping is when we actually would go to this place called Squire Boone Caverns. And it was a fairly new place. And we liked going to caves and stuff like that. That was just like our thing as a family. We liked historical stuff and, you know, caving and just going out and just exploring. That was our thing to do. But this one particular time we camped at Squire Boone Caverns, they had just opened up the campground and there was no electricity in this campground. So we were fully primitive camping. And of course it was perfect in our little Cox camper because it didn't have any electricity. And, it had flaps and stuff so we could open it if we got warm, you know, to let air breeze through there. But Dad had to make our own makeshift toilet. My dad was so fucking awesome at fixing stuff. The man could fix anything and he could build anything. He was so good. But he made this little makeshift shower and Mom used to heat up the damn water for us and it would be scalding fucking hot. It's like, ugh. But that was one of the best times we ever had. And a lot of times we remember, you know, because we didn't have running water, we actually had to take these little water things and go and get the water and bring it back. And we used to rotate with Dad who would go. And I just remember one time my older sister went with him. She was carrying the flashlight, and she always had a tendency to fucking put the flashlight up in the trees, and I just remember hearing Dad yell at her all the damn time, because she had the damn flashlight up in the trees, and, you know, get that, we're walking on the ground, not in the damn trees, but, yeah, but the Cox camper was great. And then when we went to the overhead camper, that one was really, really cool because us girls thought we were freaking big time men because, you know, it was not legal for you to ride up in that top part. But by God, we were up there every damn time we were on a trip. And it was really cool because it almost felt like you were like flying. So it was like just the coolest thing ever. And we had a lot of memorable times in that trip too. But I just remember one time coming home after spending some time in this place called Kaintuck Territory, and my mom, bless her heart, was so fucking doppy, and I just remember her falling out of that camper and rolling on the ground. She did these little white moccasins on, and you see these feet up in the air, and my dad, you know, he was so damn funny, you know, he had so many freaking nicknames for all of us girls. You know, man was surrounded by girls. Three daughters. Even the dogs were female. Poor man was doomed, but he handled it so damn well. But I just remember him looking on the ground at her and going, "Well, Boogie, are you all right?" But yeah, my mom was a little doppy. But some of the best times we ever had actually came in the mid-90s because we stopped camping for the longest time. And that was because my grandfather, my dad's dad, came to live with us and things had to change a little bit. We didn't have as much freedom as we had before, so we couldn't come and go as we had liked. But we actually picked it up again in the mid-90s after my younger sister started having children. And we wanted some to do something fun for the kids that we could all, and inexpensive, we wanted to do something. So we decided to start camping again. So we bought a tent camper. Or bought a tent. and we bought an awning, or we bought it, you know, one of those screen things, and us girls set up to our campsite, with all the fixings and everything, because, you know, we were used to camping. We had the Coleman stove, we had all the lanterns, we had all that shit, you know, because we still had it. We were just packers. And I remember the very first night, it fucking stormed. There was a storm ripping through the county. And, of course, older sister Bear, you know, when it was storming, you know, she was the leader of the pack. So she didn't sleep very well all night. I mean, she was up and I was trying to sleep, but it was kind of hard with the wind blowing and everything. And the kids were freaking out a little bit. And we didn't quite know whether we needed to, you know, jump in the car or head to the shelter house, but we stayed. But I just remember that fucking tent went down and she said, "Oh, we're down." And the next thing you know, my younger sister and I were both up. We're jumping around. We're grabbing stuff. We're heading out. We're getting the camper set back, or tent set back up. And I just, it was so damn fun. It was so exhausting, but that's something that I'm so happy that my sisters and I decided to start camping again. And that was the start of a whole new adventure with our family and camping. Later in that week, my parents decided they were going to get a new truck because they decided, well, you know, I think maybe we need to start camping again. So, that weekend, my sister, she worked for a company that was having their company party at the local theme park. And it's Holiday World, people. I mean, it's a great place to go. I remember when it was Santa Claus Land, yes, but it's in southern Indiana. It was a great place. And we came back and fucking hell, somebody was parked in our damn campsite. We were like, what the fucking hell? Because we were having issues with these people next to us. It's like we were down here by ourselves and there's nobody down here with us. And of course, what the fuck, but people want to camp right beside you. It's like, listen, you got all these damn campsites around here. Why you got to be sitting by us? But anyway, we're like, who the fuck is in our campsite? Turned out it was parents. My dad had bought a new truck and they were getting ready to also take on getting a new camper. So then our adventure got even better. The more camping we did, the more our equipment kind of progressed. We always were packers anyway, but our camping equipment actually changed. We actually moved from a camper shell to an overhead camper. You know, the ones that actually fit onto the truck, but it goes over the cab of the truck. So we eventually progressed to that, getting rid of course, but before that we had actually added a Cox camper, which was what us girls actually slept in order to give us more room. We thought we were princesses in that damn little thing. It was the best little camper ever. Just a little bitty fold-out Cox camper. It was so fucking adorable. But when we got our Cox camper, one of the most memorable times we spent camping is when we actually would go to this place called Squire Boone Caverns. And it was a fairly new place. And we liked going to caves and stuff like that. That was just like our thing as a family. We liked historical stuff and, you know, caving and just going out and just exploring. That was our thing to do. But this one particular time we camped at Squire Boone Caverns, they had just opened up the campground and there was no electricity in this campground. So we were fully primitive camping. And of course it was perfect in our little Cox camper because it didn't have any electricity. And, you know, it had flaps and stuff so we could open it if we got warm, you know, to let air breeze through there. But Dad had to make our own makeshift toilet. My dad was so fucking awesome at fixing stuff. The man could fix anything and he could build anything. He was so good. But he made this little makeshift shower. Mom used to heat up the damn water for us and it would be scalding fucking hot. It's like, ugh. But that was one of the best times we ever had. And a lot of times we remember, you know, because we didn't have running water, we actually had to take these little water things and go and get the water and bring it back. And we used to rotate with Dad who would go. And I just remember one time my older sister went with him. She was carrying the flashlight, and she always had a tendency to fucking put the flashlight up in the trees, and I just remember hearing Dad yell at her all the damn time, because she had the damn flashlight up in the trees, and, you know, get that, we're walking on the ground, not in the damn trees. But, yeah, but the Cox camper was great. And then when we went to the overhead camper, that one was really, really cool, because us girls thought we were freaking big time men, because, you know, it was not legal for you to ride up in that top part. But by God, we were up there every damn time we were on a trip. And it was really cool, because it almost felt like you were, like, flying. So it was, like, just the coolest thing ever. And we had a lot of memorable times in that trip, too. But I just remember one time coming home after spending some time in this place called Kaintuck Territory. And my mom, bless her heart, was so fucking doppy. And I just remember her falling out of that camper and rolling on the ground. She did these little white moccasins on, and you see these feet up in the air. And my dad, you know, he was so damn funny. You know, he had so many freaking nicknames for all of us girls. You know, the man was surrounded by girls. Three daughters. Even the dogs were female. Poor man was doomed, but he handled it so damn well. But I just remember him looking on the ground at her and going, "Well, Boogie, are you all right?" But, yeah, my mom was a little doppy. But some of the best times we ever had actually came in the mid-90s, because we stopped camping for the longest time. And that was because my grandfather, my dad's dad, came to live with us, and things had to change a little bit. We didn't have as much freedom as we had before, so we couldn't come and go as we had liked. But we actually picked it up again in the mid-90s after my younger sister started having children. And we wanted some to do something fun for the kids that we could all, and inexpensive, we wanted to do something. So we decided to start camping again. So we bought a tent camper, or bought a tent. And we bought an awning, or we bought it, you know, one of those screen things. And us girls set up to our campsite, with all the fixings and everything. Because, you know, we were used to camping. We had the Coleman stove. We had all the lanterns. We had all that shit, you know, because we still had it. We were just packers. And I remember the very first night. It fucking stormed. There was a storm ripping through the county. And of course, older sister Bear, you know, when it was storming, you know, she was the leader of the pack. So she didn't sleep very well all night. I mean, she was up, and I was trying to sleep, but it was kind of hard with the wind blowing and everything. And the kids were freaking out a little bit, and we didn't quite know whether we needed to, you know, jump in the car or head to the shelter house, but we stayed. But I just remember that fucking tent went down, and she said, "Oh, we're down." And the next thing you know, my younger sister and I were both up, we're jumping around, we're grabbing stuff, we're heading out, we're getting the camper set back, or tent set back up. And I just, it was so damn fun. It was so exhausting, but that's some that I'm so happy that my sisters and I decided to start camping again. And that was the start of a whole new adventure with our family and camping. Later in that week, my parents decided they were going to get a new truck, because they decided, well, you know, I think maybe we need to start camping again. So that weekend, my sister, she worked for a company that was having their company party at the local theme park. And it's Holiday World, people. I mean, it's a great place to go. I remember when it was Santa Claus Land, yes, but it's in southern Indiana. It was a great place. And we came back, and fucking hell, somebody was parked in our damn campsite. We were like, what the fucking hell? Because we were having issues with these people next to us. It's like, we were down here by ourselves, and there's nobody down here with us. And of course, what the fuck, but people want to camp right beside you. It's like, listen, you got all these damn campsites around here. Why you got to be sitting by us? But anyway, we're like, who the fuck is in our campsite? Turned out it was parents. My dad had bought a new truck, and they were getting ready to also take on getting a new camper. So then our adventure got even better. Thanks everyone again for joining me for this episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. Be sure to leave me a message on my Facebook page at Cinnamon Chronicles. Or you can follow me on Instagram at @cinnamon_chronicles. Or again, you can leave me a voice message. You can click the information in the show link. It'll tell you how to do that. I would sure love to hear from you. Join me again next week for another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles, Life's Perspective from that of this single middle-aged woman. It's been a pleasure having you along today. And just remember, everyone, we need to keep moving forward. We all know that forward is never a straight line. Enjoy the curves, but stay in your lane. Until next time, everyone.